10:43 on 720 WGN, a time for the week in theater. What's going on stage in Chicago? The timeless music of Buddy Holly, some of the greatest rock and roll that's ever been recorded. The story of Buddy Holly has been on stage many times, and because of popular demand, has been extended. American Blues Theater's production of Buddy, the Buddy Holly story. And joining us this morning is Zachary Stevenson. Buddy Holly himself is here with us. Good morning, Zachary. Nice to have you here.
Good morning, Dean. Nice to be here.
How cool is it to play this role? I would think as both an actor and a musician, to play the role of Buddy Holly has got to be the greatest.
It is.
And just to play this music that to me is the essence of pure rock and roll.
Absolutely. It's the foundation of all rock and roll. You know, Buddy Holly was kind of the first guy to be sort of a true indie rocker in a way that we take for granted now. You know, he started a band with his friends, wrote his own songs, got to record in an independent studio. And
when you think about what the music was with his music before his tragic death.
Yeah.
I mean, the popular music of that day was Pat Boone and Patti Page and, you know, all the, you know, nothing against them, the lovely singers of your hit parade. But along comes this guy with these glasses and turns the world upside down.
Yeah.
With his relatively small catalog of music.
Oh, yeah. His recording career was only about 18 months long.
That's amazing.
It's unbelievable. And, you know, any band you can trace right back to Buddy Holly really quickly. You know, without Buddy Holly and the Crickets, there probably would be no Beatles, you know, no Rolling Stones, in a certain sense. You know, they were huge fans of Buddy Holly. The first song on Rolling Stones' debut album was a Buddy Holly song. The first demo the Beatles recorded was That'll Be the Day.
Right.
You know, they saw something in Buddy that was really inspiring. You know, that, hey, you know, you don't have to be the best looking kid on the block to be a star. You know, he's a little awkward, but, you know, he had a fire inside him. And
well, I mean, it turns out he could walk down Milwaukee Avenue in Wicker Park right now and completely fit in.
Totally.
Yeah. You know, that look is now timeless and come back.
Exactly.
And artists were not only inspired by him, who grew up with his music, but artists who are way too young to have grown up with Buddy Holly's music, still inspired by him, because that's what I mean, the essence.
Yes.
And anyone who loves music will go back and find the music of Buddy Holly and just see the roots of everything else that's happened since then.
Absolutely.
Lie in the music of the greats of that era.
Yeah. You know, it's got a real authenticity behind it.
Yeah.
You know?
So the show Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, which now has been extended through September the 15th, is his life story? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, it's it really chronicles his meteoric rise. You know, it's begins in Lubbock, Texas, the Grand Bowl Sunday country party, and ends up finishing with his final show with the Big Bopper and Ritchie Valens in Iowa in 1959.
Yeah, now you take on the Buddy Holly role. Who else, you know, of the great rock and rollers? I mean, I assume the Crickets are also his band. The Crickets are a part of this, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Crickets, and we got Ritchie Valens, Big Bopper makes an appearance. We have a scene that takes place at the Apollo. So we have some of those great songs.
Did Buddy Holly play at the Apollo?
Yeah, he played at the Apollo.
I never knew that.
Yeah, it was an unusual circumstance because, back in that time, the images were not readily available of what these guys looked like. So, you know, they sent out these demo recordings, and it was assumed that the Crickets were a black group.
Oh.
And so when they showed up at the Apollo, they were...
Surprise!
It was a big surprise. Yeah. So it, you know, it was, I think, a bit of an intimidating experience. I mean, playing the Apollo for anybody is intimidating, right. But for these kids from Lubbock, it was particularly so. And so, yeah, it was
I'm sure
scary.
The audience probably was a little surprised, too.
Oh, certainly.
I walk out these... what would be like four white guys? I forget the crickets. Yeah, three or four.
That's right, four.
With Buddy Four, right?
Yeah, with Buddy Four.
Yeah, so. I'm sure that was a show that people did not expect to get at the Apollo Theater that
day. It was a memorable night for sure.
Yeah. Let's start off with the song. We'll take a break and come back and talk some more. I mean, these are all such great classic songs.
Yeah, well, let's do a song that was initially titled Cindy Lou, but the... drummer was trying to get a date, so he encouraged Buddy to change the name.
Always a good idea if you're trying to get a date.
Absolutely. And this this one is called Peggy Sue.
Zachary Stevenson is Buddy Holly, the Buddy Holly story at American Blues Theater at stage 773. Take it away.
If you knew Peggy Sue, then you'd know why I feel blue about Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal. I used to love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Oh, how my heart yearns for you, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal. I used to love you, Peggy Sue. Peggy Sue, Peggy Sue. Pretty, 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 pretty Peggy Sue. Oh, Peggy, my Peggy Sue. Oh, well, I love you, gal, and I need you, Peggy Sue.
Zachary Stevenson is Buddy Holly, Buddy the Buddy Holly story at stage 773. Tell you more about it. We've got another song coming up next on WGN. Remembering Buddy Holly today on our Weekend Theater segment. What's going on stage in Chicago? Zachary Stevenson plays Buddy Holly in the production, Buddy, the Buddy Holly story, put on by American Blues Theater, and is currently extended now at stage 773 at 1225 West Belmont. People must just be singing along, Zachary. I would imagine when this show's going on, this is one of the shows where you have everybody in the audience, I hope not distracting you while you're trying to perform, but how do you not want to sing along with all these great songs?
Oh, yeah, it's a riot. His catalog is incredible, and I think most people who think they maybe know one or two songs find that they know a lot more of the material, because it's, you know, it's just timeless and excellent.
It's a little more challenging than a, you know, just an acting role that you might take, because you're acting, but also you and all the other actors, many of the other actors are also performing instruments as
That's
well.
That's right. Yeah, everything is played live in the show. We have an unbelievably talented ensemble. And so, yeah, it's an extra challenge, but it's also, you know, extra fun. We get to, you know, rock out every day and jam, play a little bit different. You know, the solos might be a bit different, or how you attack something might be a bit different every day. And, you know, it's a lot of fun.
Really fun to hear the music. Which one are you going to do for us now?
I'm going to do Every Day, which is one of my all-time favorites.
Zachary Stevenson, Buddy Holly, take it away.
Faster than a roller coaster, love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, every day it's a getting faster. Everyone said go ahead and ask her, love like yours will surely come my way. Every day seems a little longer, every way love's a little stronger, come what may. Do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster, love like yours will surely come my way. Every day seems a little longer, every way love's a little stronger, come what may. Do you ever long for from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster, love like yours will surely come my way. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Zachary Stevenson is Buddy Holly. The Buddy Holly story through September the 15th, just extended, AmericanBluesTheater.com or 773-327-5252. It's at stage 773 at 1225 West Belmont. Zachary, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure.
Sounded
Thanks
great.
So much.
Really, really fun.